I want to bring your attention to something that deserves to get far more attention than it is receiving. And here's what I am talking about. Have you heard about this hospital in Aberdeen that is asking for a bailout? It's a private hospital that wants a bailout. Now, it's important that you know about this, and it's also important that you know why. And I'm going to tell you why this is so important and why this could be a trend that we are going to see sweeping this state and around the country. Here's Como's Mark Miller.
She taught music for nearly 30 years in this community.
I had to have the joint replaced because I have arthritis.
Now, her ability to continue playing is in the hands of a local orthopedic surgeon. She's also used the emergency room. Pat Wilhelms fears what could happen if Grays Harbor Community Hospital cannot recover from its economic nosedive.
I am just concerned that without that hospital, this community is really going to die.
Administrators here say the hospital will not shut down, but it may have to sharply cut vital services.
If we have to decrease our designation as a trauma center, we could lose those specialists at 24-hour on-call specialists.
No specialists, no surgeons standing by in the ER, and possibly no department for expectant mothers, forcing patients to the closest alternative major hospital all the way in Olympia.
Imagine being on the coast and having to drive an hour and a half to have a baby. That is not a community hospital. And those are the kind of things that we could lose.
Aberdeen's struggling economy is largely to blame for the crisis. When businesses shut down and people lose jobs, their private insurance goes away too. People get treated but can't pay. More end up on Medicaid. A new state law requires a hospital to be publicly owned in order to receive higher reimbursement rates.
They're strapped as it is.
This man is talking about the average homeowner. He wonders if a majority of voters are ready to pay higher property taxes, which is what the hospital is asking for to survive.
It would drive people away, I'd imagine, if you, you know, raised taxes. So, and there's already enough empty places around here.
In Aberdeen, Mark Miller, Como 4 News.
The hospital has already made cutbacks, laying off 8% of the entire workforce, including 20% of all management. Voters will decide whether to approve a hospital taxing district on August 5th.
Okay, so is this about, well, bad economy and hospitals like any other business in trouble, and this one's trying to get public bailout? Not really. That misses the point. You know what? You want to know what the real issue here is? Obamacare. This is the legacy of the Affordable Care Act. Let me explain, because this is important, and this is the first of several of these stories that you are going to be seeing here in the future. One of the signature effects of the Affordable Care Act was to vastly expand the percentage of people who qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid is health insurance for the poor. It's single payer. You don't pay anything into it. You're covered by the government. It used to be a program for the very poor, for the destitute. Obamacare makes it a program that many middle-class people now qualify for. And because more middle-class people qualify for it, there's more Medicaid patients, vastly more Medicaid patients than there was in this state a year ago. Compounding that is that if you were trying to get an insurance policy on the exchanges, remember the famous healthcare.gov website, and you wanted to get a private insurance plan, but you qualify for Medicaid, the exchange automatically sent you to Medicaid. It didn't give you the choice, didn't give you the option of choosing a private plan. You were dumped into Medicaid. That's all there is to it. So you've got all these people on Medicaid now going to the doctor's office or the hospital or the clinic. And what happens when you get there? Well, they treat you, but the reimbursement rate, what they get back, what the doctor gets back, what the facility, the healthcare facility gets back for treating you is a fraction of what they get doing the same thing if you are covered by private insurance. So it's like 50 cents on the dollar, sometimes even less. So you've got all these people, additional people in the state on Medicaid, and they're getting healthcare services like they were last year and the year before. But now the reimbursement rate for what they get done at the doctor and the hospitals, the hospital, is less than it used to be. So you've got these hospitals that are taking a terrible hit. And that's how we got here. That is because Medicaid is not reimbursing doctors with federal healthcare dollars, the hospitals in question are now trying to get local taxpayer dollars to make up some of the difference. Here's another shoe that's going to drop on this issue. You are going to see more hospitals that already qualify for taxpayer aid trying to expand the parameters of their healthcare district. You know, maybe they'll put a satellite clinic several miles away. Say, oh, well, now we're serving that area, so we need to get property tax from all those people as well. This is inevitable. Something else that's inevitable. At the very time that more people are going to be getting their health care through Medicaid, you are going to see a curtailment of doctors and hospitals taking Medicare business. Because, you know, would you go to work tomorrow, do the same work you're doing at the same level, the same hours, for half the money? Why would we expect a doctor to do that? Because that's how Medicaid works. And, you know, what you're likely to see is, you know, doctors will say, okay, 1/4 of my patient load will be Medicaid. And the rest will be private providers, private payers and providers. Or hospitals will say, you know, a certain percentage of our care. And they'll stop doing certain things altogether if it's no longer profitable. They've already done that down in Grays Harbor. So this is the connection that you're not hearing anyone else make because, well, that's what makes this show indispensable. Because you're getting a take on this issue that the rest of the media haven't made yet. And that is that what is happening in Aberdeen with their only hospital with a level 3 trauma center asking for taxpayer funding is the product of Obamacare. And I predict you are going to see more hospitals in more places, private hospitals, also trying to become de facto public facilities. Just one more example of how awful Obamacare has been for this state, for this nation, and for most patients.